San Francisco Board of Supervisors calls for ceasefire in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on January 9, 2024. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which is the city's elected government, passed a resolution Tuesday calling for a ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Palestinian Hamas terrorists in Gaza, condemning both, in an attempt at moral equivalences. The resolution was first introduced a month ago. In the interim, San Francisco has seen disruptive protests against Israel that targeted Christmas observances as well as court proceedings and the trials of several dozen activists who blocked the Bay Bridge. The text of the resolution is as follows. Resolved, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors calls for a sustained ceasefire, provision of life-saving humanitarian aid in Gaza, and the release of all hostages, and, be it further resolved, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors urges the Biden administration and Congress to call for a ceasefire, humanitarian aid, and the release of all hostages, and, be it further resolved, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors condemns anti-Semitic, anti-Palestinian, Islamophobic, and xenophobic rhetoric and attacks, and, be it further resolved, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors condemns Hamas's attack on Israeli civilians, resulting in the deaths of at least 1,200 Israeli people on October 7, 2023, and, be it further resolved, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors condemns the Netanyahu government's attacks resulting in the deaths of tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians in Gaza, and, be it further resolved, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors believes that a just and lasting peace between the Palestinian and Israeli people requires new leadership on both sides with a willingness and commitment to negotiate in good faith, and, be it further resolved, that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors urges the international community to work with Palestinian and Israeli people to find a just and lasting peace, and to conduct a full investigation of the conduct of all parties in this conflict and hold all parties and individuals who have overseen or engaged in war crimes and international human rights violations, including but not limited to gender-based violence and killing of children, accountable. The resolution goes further than similar resolutions, such as the one passed recently in Oakland, in condemning Hamas. But its attempt to equate Israel and Hamas falls flat. Its claim, for example, that the Netanyahu government, in reality, a national unity government that includes the major opposition party, has killed tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians in Gaza fails to note that a significant proportion of the casualty figures reported by Hamas officials are, in fact, terrorists hiding among civilians. There was a ceasefire in place on October 7, which Hamas violently broke. A ceasefire now would leave Hamas in power in Gaza. The San Francisco Chronicle noted that the resolution passed 8-3, after a hearing marked by pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.